Greetings from the New Beginnings Church, where Pastor Robert L. Middleton Jr. is the senior pastor. Our focus is to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ that changes generations by winning souls, showing love, and developing a deeper sense of worship-provoking total deliverance. Check out our website at rlmiddletonministries.com. Also, we're on social media, Twitter at RevYRob4, Instagram, New Beginnings Ministries, Inc. On Facebook, search New Beginnings Church. Our service times are Saturday, 5:30 p.m., Sunday mornings, 11 a.m., Wednesdays, 12 noon, and 6:30 p.m. New Beginnings Ministries, let the healing begin.
So my mind's got to shift before I get there. I got to be able to see it so I can seize it. I got to be able to see myself in it. I got to be able to see myself free from the stuff that has held me back. Y'all talk back. Come on, I got to begin to change my thinking, although my situation has not changed yet. Come on, y'all, come on. Come on, come on. Because there's something when God's bringing you into a season and you're still broken and you're still bleeding. Oh, y'all, come on now. I ain't even out of the last thing I went through, because I don't know about you, but some of us have gone through multiple issues. Y'all ain't, y'all, come on. I know we get numb. I know we get numb, but we have gone through multiple issues that if we got, so we have gotten so many blows to the point that sometimes we ain't even got the strength to fight back. You ain't even got the strength to believe no more. You don't even know if God really has that for you anymore. Because you give, come on, y'all. Because you just about giving up. I don't even know if God, if I'm even a blessable person. Y'all ain't hearing me. I don't even know if I can figure this out. I don't even know how to really please God, who is so infinite and so sovereign. I don't even know how to approach this holy, awesome God. So I don't really know, but I know that something's changing in my life, and where I am is not where I can stay. Can't stay there. Can't stay there. In the book of 2 Samuel. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but see, I have been expecting God to do some awesome, awesome things in my life. Awesome things in my life. And I don't know about you, but ever since I was a young girl, I was always prophesied to or told what God was getting ready to do in my life. And as I got older, I began to do the opposite of what God had said. I began to go in the opposite direction. Y'all talk to me. I heard all these wonderful things, how God was going to bless me and how God was going to use me and what God wanted to do and everything. But at that point, I could not see it that way. Come on, y'all. I'm sorry. Second Kings. I'm sorry. And because I could not see it that way, and I couldn't see myself whole, I couldn't see myself blessed, and I was caught up in the moment, Anybody ever got stuck in the now, in the moment, right now, I made a lot of bad choices. Come on, y'all. A lot of bad decisions I made because I was stuck right there. But as time went on, I began to see little bits and pieces of God manifesting what he was going to do in my life. But still, I was still stuck on me, looking at what I was going through, what type of woman I was, what type of, you know, young girl from a woman or whatever, what I was struggling with. And what God said didn't look nothing like it. Even now in this season, don't even look nothing like what God said he's going to do. Y'all talk back to me. It don't look like it at all. Only little bits and pieces, because I don't know about you, and you got about 20 setbacks, you start to doubt a little bit. Come on now. You start fearing a little bit. You start questioning yourself and asking, am I really doing the right thing? Is God really hearing me? Because I seem to be getting more struggle than I am getting breakthrough. I'm struggling more than I'm getting, and I'm seeing more curses seem like than blessings. I'm having more trouble in my body, in my family, in my mind, in my finances, in my marriage, come on, in my ministry. I'm just struggling with something. This ain't really challenges. Because the same enemy that held you in a place of bondage is going to make sure he try to sabotage your blessing. He's going to make sure he try to put obstacles in the way so you will never really be able to see what God's going to do. In other words, he'll give you something that's temporary but that was never supposed to be there in the first place, and you'll try to make it permanent. Somebody talk to me. It ain't got nothing to do with where God's bringing you, but because you can't see God doing the big thing, you'll settle for something that's temporary and it's off. In the book of 2 Kings, the 6th chapter. Am I talking to anybody yet? Am I talking to you? It's hard. It's hard when you're in a place. I heard Pastor say this song last week. A Kairos moment, and it don't look like you're in the moment. When you're in the moment, it's a moment of shifting, but it don't look like nothing's moving. It don't like anything is moving. Everything is going on. In the book of 2 Kings, the 6th chapter, I'm going to start at the second verse. Matter of fact, I want to start at the 3rd verse. You there? Now there were four men with leprosy. At the entrance of the city gate, they said to each other, "Why stay here until we what? Die." 2 Kings. 6th chapter. You there? You there? You there? Hold on. Hold on. Let me get you there. I'm out of cross the note, y'all. Hold on. I want y'all to be where I'm at. Now I want to be where y'all at. No. All right, hold on, y'all. Y'all should be praying for me. See, y'all sitting there, oh, that ain't it. Show me some love up in here. Ah, I'm about to get stoned. Jesus, I love y'all. I might have been there the first time. I done switched some stuff around. Y'all be praying for me. See, I won't be making these mistakes. Aren't you glad you could be human? You could be human and the Lord still loved you in spite of your flaws. He still loved you. He lets us know every now and then you're still human. Hallelujah. Hold on. I don't know why he calls us to be different than mine. Thank you, God. And of course, y'all know iPads don't move that quick. Hallelujah. 2 Kings, y'all ain't reading about no four lepers? I don't know what y'all reading. Lord Jesus. It is in 2 Kings. Hallelujah. 7. 2 Kings, the 7th chapter, the 3rd verse. Y'all there? All right. I'm already ahead of myself because I'm going to back up to 6. I'm sorry, y'all. Y'all see why I was in 6. All right, so y'all don't think I'm crazy. Can y'all give God some praise? 2 Kings, y'all there? The 7th chapter, the 3rd verse. Hallelujah. Here we go. And there were four leprous men. Y'all there? And at the entering in the gate, and they said one unto another, "Why sit we here until we die?" And we say, "We will enter into the city, then the famine is in the city. And we shall die there, and if we sit still here, we die also. Now therefore, come and let us fall unto the host of the Syrians. If they save us alive, we shall live. And if they kill us, we shall what? But die." And they rose up in the twilight to go unto the camp of the Syrians. And when they were come to the uttermost I look at the life that my family lives, and I'm looking at us getting up on Sunday morning, early in the morning, to go to church and to come to serve the people. And I'm looking at Wednesday night, and I look at my husband labor. I look at him lay on the floor prostrate. I look at him studying all day long, taking time out 3 or 4 times a day to lay before the Lord. This is daily. He does this. And then I come here sometimes, and I look at what's going on, and I'm like, God, wait a minute. Y'all ain't hearing me. Y'all ain't hearing me. And I'm like, God, wait a minute. And I'm looking at these folk that live in the same place we live, and they drinking and cussing and smoking. Y'all talking back to me now.
Trying to get
saying, in the midst of depression, in the midst of suicidal thoughts, come on, and oppression, all this stuff, watching things on TV that are mind-blowing, watching them celebrate sinners like they're heroes. Y'all, come on, man. And yet God is trying to still bless you, and you're like, how can I move against this? But God, he'll cause the enemy to scatter. And when these lepers came to the uttermost part of it, verse number 8 of the camp, they went into one tent and did eat and drink and carried silver and gold. Now these were four lepers. Wait a minute, let me back up for a minute. They have nothing. They have nothing but each other. That's all they had. They carried silver and gold and raiment and went and hid it and came again and entered to another tent and carried them also and went and hid it. And they said one unto another, we do not well. This day is a day of good tidings, and we hold our peace if we tarry till the morning light. Some mischief will come upon us. Now therefore come that we may go and tell the king's household. So they came and called unto the porter of the city, and they told them, saying, we came to the camp of the Syrians, and behold, there was no man there, neither voice of man, but horses tied and asses tied and tents as they were. And he called the porter, and they told it to the king's house within. And the king arose in the night and said within unto himself, I will now show you what the Syrians have done to us. Watch this. Be careful with folk that can't see what God's doing. All right. Because the king was about to mess this up, because he thought the Syrians was trying to set him up when this was God setting them up for a blessing. You got to get with some people that can see what God's doing. So the king begins to tell the people, they know that we are hungry. Therefore, they are going out of the camp to hide themselves in the fields, saying, when they come out of the city, we will catch them alive and get into the city. And one of his servants answered and said, now this is a smart man, watch this. He said, let some take, I pray thee, 5 of the horses that remain, which are left in the city. Behold, they are as all the multitude of Israel that are left in it. Behold, I say, they are 7 as all multitudes of the Israelites that are consumed. And let us send and see. In other words, let's see if it's the Syrians that's waiting to capture us. Or let's go see if it's really a blessing in disguise. You need some folk that ain't afraid that'll go and see what you're talking about. So it said, let us go see. They took therefore 2 chariot horses. And the king sent after the host of Syrians, saying, go and see. And they went after them unto the Jordan. And lo, all the way was full with garments and vessels, which the Syrians had cast away in their haste. And the messengers returned and told the king. And the people went out and spoiled the tents of the Syrians. So a measure of flour was sold for a shekel, and 2 measures of barley for a shekel, according to the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. I need to back up just for a moment. I need to back up so you can see what was going on here. And why the lepers was looking at their condition, not just their physical condition, but they were looking at the conditions that were all around them. Okay. It wasn't just that they were sick, but it's something when you're sick and then you have hopelessness all around you. That's what was going on with them. So back in 2 Kings, the 6th chapter, we find that there was hatred between 2 kings. There was hatred between the Arminian king and the king of Israel. So they were battling, they were fighting for just the reason of hate. Just because one didn't like the other, and also because of the disobedience of Israel. God had told the children of Israel that I will allow your enemy to come upon you if you disobey. And this is what began to happen. Because they began to disobey, God allowed their enemy to come upon them. We got to be careful, watch the season, and see, is it something And watch this. And not only did he tell them, but the king, the Arminian king, couldn't understand. How were they finding out his plan? Don't you know the Lord will let you know what the devil getting ready to do to you? Don't you know that the Lord allowed you to hear the enemy talking about you? Don't you know you ain't got to worry about fighting nobody because God allowed the haters to be talking and somebody in their ear shot to hear it and come back to you and say, Jeff, do you know what they said? Oh my God, you don't understand. He began to allow, he began to use Elijah to tell them, Elisha, to tell them what was going on. And the king got upset. He said, who is it that's in our camp that's going back and telling them what we're doing? They didn't know it was God. They didn't know God was using the man of God to tell what they were doing. Hallelujah. It had gotten so bad. I'm just building a picture right now. It had gotten so bad that although they were fighting and everything, everybody was in a bad state. Let me tell you something. Sometimes you look at neighborhoods and you wonder why everybody's at each other's neck, because everybody's in a bad state. Yeah. There was a famine going on in this time. Yeah. And they were looking at each other all twisted because I'm jacked up. You jacked up. You jacked up. You jacked up. Instead of them getting together and making it work, oh my God, come on. They began to get crazy and started acting like cannibals. There were two women. Watch this. There were two women. And one woman said to the other, listen, let's take and eat your baby. And on tomorrow, we're going to eat my baby. And so what the woman did was crazy, y'all. Come on. Crazy. They took and boiled her baby. They ate her baby. The next day, they got ready to go see about the other woman's baby. And I don't know about y'all, but I'll cut somebody on my kids. You ain't boiling my child. We just going to sit here under this tree and die. But you ain't boiling my baby. But anyway, the next day, they went back. And she said, okay, now let's boil your kid. She said, oh, head chosen, I'm nice and full. It's a whole me for about a week, but we ain't balling mine. So now the king of Israel comes by. These women are kind of going at it. Y'all know how females get down. Brothers, y'all know how the women, they just act all crazy and off and crippled and everything like that. And don't worry about us. We're a little bipolar. That's all right. We'll get together. It's just a little bipolar. It's the part God took out of y'all, so we act a little crazy every now and then. He spared y'all so y'all wouldn't be bipolar. Man, so he gave it to us, so every now and then we get come on, we get a little crazy. Some of y'all looking at me like I ain't bipolar. Yes, you is. Yes, you is. Yes, you is. Yes, you is. Hallelujah. Watch this. Watch this. Now the king comes by. He sees these women acting crazy. He wants to know what happened. They tell them. They tell the woman who baby was bald began to tell him, listen, we balled my kid. We was supposed to ball her kid today. We didn't ball the kid. And watch this. And now she hit her baby. King, watch this. This is the crazy thing. The king sees the situation. Now, remember I told you there was a famine. It's all bad. Everything is going wrong. The king, instead of him turning to God and asking God what happened, he looks at the woman. He's upset because of what's going on. He rips his garment. He rips his robe. Only for them to find out underneath his robe, he had sackcloth and ashes. And I had sackcloth on. And I don't know about you, but any time a priest went in sackcloth, meaning he was in mourning. He knew that something bad was going on. Now, how could you know that something's bad's going on? And don't get mad at people when they can't turn to God. How is it that you just something bad can be going on and you still don't turn to the Lord? You call up everybody. You call grandpa, grandmama, big ma. You call up everybody, Pookie, Craig. You call folk we ain't even talk to. It's crazy when you're trying to get counsel from people ain't got. Come on, y'all. They ain't really know that, but you calling them up and asking them advice. You need to really check that and say, why am I asking somebody that's in the same boat I'm in? They checked up. I said, come on, they ain't living a lick or nothing, and I'm going to them for counsel. Oh, y'all ain't never been there. Okay, well, anyway, he rips his robe only for them to see he got on sackcloth. And now he's mad. Watch this. He's mad so to the point, he says, by this time tomorrow, I'm going to have Elisha's head. Now he begins to blame it on the prophet, the fact that they're all messed up. The fact that people are starving, cannibalism, and they're going crazy. He begins to blame it on the prophet. Now this don't make any sense. All he had to do was turn to God and repent for the golden calves and the little gods that he had. But instead, he turns to Elisha and says, I'm going to have his head tomorrow. Now, little did he know, this was the same man that helped him when the Syrians wanted to kill him. This is the same man that had revelation from God to know what change. They talk to one another. You need some folk that will ride or die. You need some folk that if you go down, I'm going down. If you go through this, I'm going to go through this. One thing about us is we get so selfish. We don't like to see no, oh, come on, y'all. We don't like to see nobody be blessed. We don't like to see nobody move ahead. Come on, y'all know how haters do. One minute they're in your face. The next minute they want to take your place. Come on, they're backstabbers. Come on, y'all, talk back to me. They don't want to see you blessed. But these four men looked at each other and they evaluated the situation. They said, we're here. If we stay here, we're going to die. If we go into the Syrian camp, we may still die. Okay. But if we, but I'm going to try something. I ain't going to stay here no more. I'm going to try something. See, the enemy got you to the point where you don't want to try anything. You've given up. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. I don't know if it's going to work. Try it and see if it works. Y'all talk to me. Come on, somebody that's believing God for something.